Well, welcome everybody, and we're going to officially call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for the Sawmill Infrastructure Financing District this Thursday, July 23rd, 2026, at 10 a.m. I'd like to do a quick roll call today for our meeting minutes. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
Shanna Bedard, District Counsel Paralegal.
Matt Lewis, board member.
Afton Morrison, board member.
Burton with CLA, District Accountant.
Great, thank you very much. We're just going to follow our agenda, which the board has received. We have no preliminary action items. The first one we have on here where we have to take some action is the public comment for members of the public so they can express their views to the board on matters that affect the district. We do have to open this public portion of the meeting by motion. So, do I have a motion?
Yeah, I'll motion to open the public portion of the meeting.
Do
I
we
will
have a second?
second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The public meeting portion of the meeting is now open. Do we have any members of the public participating on the meeting today who want to give input or ask any questions about the district of, excuse me, the business of the district? We can confirm there are no members of the public participating here at the offices of YourCal, and I don't see any members of the public participating via our Zoom link today. So we can now close the public portion of the meeting. Do we have a motion?
I'll motion to close the public portion of the meeting.
And I will second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The public portion of the meeting is now closed. Let's move to our consent item. The first consent item is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on April 22nd, 2026. The board did receive those minutes in the packet. Open it up to see if the board has any questions about the minutes.
No questions.
Okay, then do we have a motion to approve the board meeting minutes from April 22nd, 2026 for the district?
I'll motion to approve the board minutes from April 22nd, 2026.
And I will second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our second consent item to approve and ratify the payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board's meeting. This is a requirement of the acquisition and reimbursement agreement that the district signed. Those payments are tracked and must be ratified, kind of on a quarterly basis. I guess we're going to go over that payment. We can go over the payment application now or pay statement now, and I'll turn the time over to Laura.
Thanks,
Hey, sorry,
Tom.
this is Ryan. I just joined. I apologize being late there. I was sitting in the waiting room for a second and didn't realize I had to click the other join button.
Well, you haven't missed too much, Ryan. We're just about to go over the payment listing.
Great.
So board, I have that shared up on the screen now. Like Tom said, the requisitions themselves are in your meeting packet. But for Q2, between the period of April 1st through June 30th, it looks like the total expenditures were $278,009.50. A large portion of this is the 2025 bond interest payment on June 1st, and that scheduled payment was covered through capitalized interest. Everything else here are the administrative costs that were paid via requisition, and Ryan was had signed those for us. Any questions I can answer on this listing?
No questions.
Excellent. Thank you, Lauren. Much appreciated. If there are no further questions, do we have a motion accepting the payment detail report for the district as presented by CLA?
I'll motion as so stated.
And I will second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Sketchy stuff. Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Actually, by unanimous consent now. Got all three of you here. Let's go to the... well, actually, I think I messed that up. I think we should have... on the consent, we should approve and ratify all payment applications and requisition requests. That's the motion I need. We need to have the board make a motion to approve and ratify the payment application request made since the last board meeting.
All motion as so stated.
I will second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Apologize about that. I kind of jumped right down into the action items. So the first action item is to consider accepting the Q2 financial statements for calendar year 2026. We'll turn the time back over to Lauren to go over the financials, Q2 financials with the board.
So board, this is... these financials are also included in your packet. I'll go through kind of high level and then just feel free to stop me if there are any questions. So starting with the balance sheet here, total assets as of June 30th are just under 12 million, with 74,000 of that in the general fund, just under 10.5 million in the debt service fund, and then 1.4 million in the capital projects fund. And then on the liability side, just $1,030 sitting in accounts payable. And then moving to the general fund here, so far it looks like we've received $2,837 of interest income. And then on the expenditure side, $13,600 for administrative costs. That includes accounting and legal so far to date. And then if we include this $56,000, this transfer from other funds for the administrative carve out, our ending fund balance in the general fund is $73,353. Then moving to our debt service fund, so far we do have interest income of $32,500. And then we have that scheduled bond interest payment we talked about in the payment listing of $267,750, which brings our ending fund balance to $1.57 million. And then in the capital projects fund, total interest income so far, $23,600. Then if we include that transfers to the general fund for the administrative carve out, it looks like ending fund balance is $1,408,000. Any questions on the financials today?
No.
No.
Thanks, Lauren. If there are no further questions, do we have a motion to approve and accept the Q2 financial statements for calendar year 2026 for the district as presented?
I'll motion for the approval of the Q2 financials June 30, 2026.
Yeah, I will second.
Thank you. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. I'm going to bring up the motion to accept the payment detail report as previously prepared and explained by CLA. Do we have a motion to approve the payment detail report?
Yes, all motion as so stated.
Second?
I will second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We're going to go down to our administrative non-action items. I think we're going to table the first one, the discussion on district collection of assessments until the next meeting, or if it's necessary. We don't have any other open business, so I'm just going to ask if the board members have any administrative non-action items they would like to discuss today.
I do not.
I don't have any.
Oh. Okay, then we are ready for a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn our meeting.
I will second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We stand adjourned. It's great to see everybody. Hope you're having a good summer.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good day.